Good afternoon. This is Make Mention Podcast with Miss V. It is September 10th, 2019, and we want to give thanks to God that we're here. We're alive and well, and things may not be going all the way we want, but they're going, and I'm grateful for it. Coming up, I also want to let you know, on October the 10th, I'm going to be giving a free seminar at the Jacobs Center Community Room. It is at 404 Euclid Avenue, San Diego, California, 92114. October the 5th, again, it's at from 9 to 11 a.m. And it's on transition. The seminar is called Reinvigorate the Wheel, but it's really about transition. I know a lot of people right now are in the midst of a transition. Things have changed. They're just different now, and you're having to make different decisions, what route you're going to take, what road you're going to go. And in the midst of a transition, you have got to know who you are and who you are in God, and most importantly, who God is. Because when you decide on whatever road you're going to take, one, you're going to decide with the information you have. I know a lot of times I talk to many people, including myself, when you get ready to make a transition, you get ready to accept a new job, you get ready to move, or you want to do something new. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you're thinking about relationships that you're in and you're thinking, you know, I probably need to make a different go at it. I need to do a different turn. It could be, you know, things that you've been involved in for a while. Maybe you need to make a change. But you need to make decisions based on the information you have. Not necessarily all on what you want it to be, but you need to make decisions on what is. And so in the midst of transitions, you're going to take facts, things that you know to be true, and the information you have, and make a decision and trust God that He is going to lead you and guide you. Why? Because you're going to submit yourself to Him. We are going to submit ourselves to Him, and we're going to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He shall direct our path. We are God believers. Those that are listening, you're God believers. If you're not a God believer, believe in Jesus. I plead with you to believe in Jesus and to read His word. It is the book of life. The Bible is the book of life. I remember years ago thinking, oh Lord, I'm just having such a hard time, and not even realize I'm talking to the Lord, okay? But sometimes we say Lord and we're not even talking to the Lord. It could be just some like a way of saying, oh brother, which is not good. But I am guilty of it. And I've said it in the past, even before salvation and probably after too. Say, oh Lord, you're just talking, oh Lord, you know, I wish I was given a manual, a manual on how life is supposed to go. And we didn't come here with a manual. Actually, we did. We have the Bible. And the Bible tells us so many things. And so, again, I would love to see you at my seminar coming up October the 5th. It's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. It's at the Jacobs Center Community Room. It's free. The address is 404 Euclid Avenue, San Diego, California, 92114. But today, I just want to read a little bit of Ephesians. I've been in the book of Ephesians maybe for about a month. I haven't been reading it every single day, but I can't really get out of it. When I go to read the word, I want to go to Ephesians. And a lot of times we go to Ephesians 6, and I love Ephesians 6, the whole armor of God wherewith we are able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the schemes and the attacks of the enemy. But right now I'm in chapter 1, and I've read past that, but I keep going back to chapter 1 because it is so rich. Chapter 1 of Ephesians is so rich, and it lets us know if you're in the midst of that transition, you need to make decisions you are trying to figure out where you need to go and what you need to do. Again, you have to remember who you are and who you are in God, and most importantly, who God is. So let's say a word of prayer and then we'll get started. Lord, I love you today and always. I thank you, Lord, that you know all things, even before the foundation of the world. You're going to bring us to an expected end, like you said. Even in the midst of everything that goes on in this life, you came to give us life and that more abundantly. You said we can do all things through you who strengthens us. We are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Lord, we are more than conquerors. We have so many promises from you, and you are not a man that you shall lie, or the son of man that you should repent. And every word that you have said shall not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you have sent it to do. Lord, we just bask in you. We just are engulfed in you, because in you we live, we move, we have our being. Teach us of your word, and may we have fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I'm going to read a few scriptures from Ephesians chapter 1, and it begins, let me put my glasses on, because I'm telling you now, gotta have my glasses to read. So, Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 6, and it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Accepted in the beloved. And in my Bible, you know, I like to circle the verses that really speak to me. Sometimes I underline particular words in the sentence. I look at the sentence structure and I think, oh, is a semicolon. Oh, I'm looking for this after that. It's a colon, or it's a period here. It's a comma here. And I try to look and I try to parse up the scriptures with the words. And in verse 6, the word that stands out to me is accepted. Accepted. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. The word that stands out to me is accepted. Accepted in the beloved. Part of our human condition and problems stem from desiring to belong and be accepted. To feel like we're somebody. We want someone to think we're smart and capable. We want someone to think we're attractive, and we want someone to think we're able and capable. Someone to go to and say, you know what, that Vanessa, yeah, she knows, I'm going to seek her out. We all love that. We love to be wanted and needed. Now, some of us take it too far. We take it too far, and we start to do things to make people accept us, or try to make people accept us, or we create conditions so they have to come to us, which is a form of manipulation, which is not of God. But like I said, with transition, you have to know who you are. And God said in the word right here is that we are accepted in the beloved. We have been predestinated. He predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, in verse 5, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He chose us before the foundation of the world. I had nothing to do with it. So it had nothing to do with what I was going to do right or going to do wrong, how I was going to just, you know, knock it out of the park, or how I was going to just tank. And I've tanked. There's things that I've done. Lord, help me. I've tanked. And then there's things I think, man, that felt good. I did it right. But then it's short-lived because it's an event. So in God, as you move through your transition, as you are making decisions, contemplating, trust God and know who you are in Him so you don't make decisions outside of who God created you to be. We're going to stop there for today. I like to keep my podcast about 10 minutes or so because I know people are busy and just want to give you some food for thought. And we'll try to come back to Ephesians on my next podcast. But know who you are in God. And the only way you know is to spend time with God, spend time in His Word. We don't know who we are outside of God. We change like a chameleon. This situation happened, this situation happened. We're trying to, you know, move and shake and be this and that. And then we come to the end of the day when the lights are closed, when it's 11 o'clock at night and we go to bed and we're not happy about some of the things that we have done in order to try to please people. But who we need to please is God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And we have to have faith in Him. So in the midst of your transition, trust God and walk with Him and know who you are in Him. God bless you. You have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.